Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Manhattan is back to normal today after last night's blackout plunged the West Side into darkness. Now comes the effort to find out why the blackout occurred and what can be done to prevent future incidents like this one. Joining us live now on the news line is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. And good evening, Governor Cuomo.
Thank you for having me, John. Good evening to all your listeners.
Con Ed now says it may take them several weeks before they know exactly what caused this blackout. What's your reaction to that?
That's unacceptable, frankly. And look, we got lucky last night. We dodged a bullet. The emergency responders all did a great job, and kudos to the NYPD and the New York State Police and all the emergency workers and to New Yorkers. A blackout is a frightening thing, right? It's not just an inconvenience, as you heard in the news on the show. People are in elevators, they're on trains, there are no traffic lights. It's dangerous. It's nothing to be trifled with. And New Yorkers were at their best, and we got through it. But it's unacceptable. This is not the first time, John. We've had a story of transformer fires in Queens. We had Brooklyn transformer fires. We've had Manhattan transformer issues. And every time Con Ed says, well, we will look at the system and we'll make sure it doesn't happen again. And then it happens again. So this time I was on site yesterday, and after the power was restored around midnight, I went to the Con Ed facility and I had a debriefing with the officials, and they have no answer. And frankly, I'm not interested in their answer. We're going to do an independent investigation. We have some of the best power experts in the country in New York, and do an independent investigation, find out exactly what happened, where, why, what happened to all the designed redundancy in the system, right? We've gone through this, and the system is supposed to be designed so if a transformer goes out, there's a redundancy to it. If a transmission line blows, if there's a heavy load, there's a redundancy built into the system. Because a blackout is just not tolerable in a situation like New York City.
And so who would conduct that investigation from the state point of view, and how would that dovetail with Con Ed's?
Con Ed can do their own internal review, and let's see what they say. But I'm past the point of accepting a self-evaluation from Con Ed. This is not the first time we've seen this movie, right? We'll have a independent review by the state power experts who will do an investigation, go through the system, what happened, why, how do we design the system that prevents this from happening, and why isn't Con Ed capable or willing of making the design changes that we have experienced after all these episodes.
In the past, perhaps when hot weather overtaxed the system, we had some preliminary indications of what went wrong. Did you get any information from them in your tour last night that might even point in a better direction to understand this?
No. Short answer, no. And look, even during the summer months with a heavy load, I understand that sometimes you have an unanticipated heavy load, air conditioners, et cetera, and they have to do scheduled brownouts, et cetera. But that's in the design of the system. None of that occurred last night. It's not a load situation. There's no answer, and that's a real problem. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we've now had four major blackouts in my lifetime, perhaps the fifth if you count Sandy. And what in your view needs to be done to stop these events from happening?
Either Con Ed has to be capable of designing a system that is not subject to these repeated outages, or we're going to have to find a different instrumentality. You know, I said to Con Ed, and I've worked with them in the past, and I have great respect for them. It's a complicated system. But Con Ed does not have a franchise granted by God, John. You know, you can look through the Bible. You don't find anywhere Con Ed must provide New York's utility. They are licensed by the people of New York, who pay good money to Con Ed for the service. And we're getting to the point where Con Ed is going to have to deliver, or we're going to have to find a different delivery mechanism. We have replaced utility companies in other parts of the state. It can be done. And we've had many issues with Con Ed. And look, a snowstorm and an ice storm or Superstorm Sandy, I understand that. That becomes a question of whether or not their response was adequate. How long should it take to get the power back on, et cetera. But that you can argue. This you can't argue. This is just the operation and maintenance of a system and having the redundancy built in so a situation like this does not occur.
All right, Doug.
We got lucky last night, John, but I'm not, and the people of New York shouldn't be reliant on luck.
Well, Governor Cuomo calling for an independent investigation. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but I do thank you for spending time with us on a very busy weekend for you.
Thank you. And thank all New Yorkers for their patience and their good work yesterday, because we got through it because New Yorkers were at their best. And I want to thank everyone.
All right. Thank you, Governor Cuomo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.